All right, no peeking. No peeking. No peeking. No peeking.
All right, all right. But you better be wearing clothes when I open my eyes.
All right, open your eyes.
Sweet mother of all that is good and pure.
Huh?
Days of Our Lives picked up my option.
Congratulations!
I know.
Now we can finally watch Green Acres the way it was meant to be seen. So, which one is mine?
Whichever one you want, man. Whichever one you want. Not that one.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's the stuff.
Do we dare?
We dare. Oh.
Two cows made the ultimate sacrifice so you guys could watch TV with your feet up.
Well, they're chair-shaped cows. They never would have survived in the wild.
The screen is amazing. I mean, Dick Van Dyke is practically life-size.
Uh-huh. Rose Marie really belongs on a smaller screen, doesn't she? Hi, you guys. Hey. Hey, you.
Hey, you.
So, how was your day?
Oh, you know, pretty much the usual. Sun shining, birds chirping.
Really? Mine too. Hey, cool, mine too.
Yeah. I gotta get to the museum, so, I'll see you tonight.
Okay.
Oh. Hi, guys.
Hi. Tonight?
Hey,
oh.
What's tonight?
It is our first official date.
Our first date. Hello?
Hi.
Tonight, you're supposed to waitress for me, my catering thing. Any of those words trigger anything for you?
Oh, God, Monica, I forgot. This is our first date.
Yes, but my mom got me this job.
Okay, I can be a waitress.
Oh, thank you. See, Phoebe. Really, Phoebes? Because, you know, you'd have to be an actual waitress. This can't be like your I can be a bear cub thing.
I can be a waitress. Okay, watch this. Give me 2 number ones, 86 of bacon, 1 Adam and Eve on a raft, and wreck 'em. La 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 la. It's James Bond.
Sorry, we're late.
That's okay. Come on in. I'm sorry. Is Monica Geller coming? I was told she was.
Dr. Burke. It's me.
Monica? My God, you used to be so... I mean, you must have lost, like... You look great.
Thank you. This is my friend Phoebe. She's going to be helping me tonight.
Hi, Phoebe. Nice to meet you. So how you been?
I've been great. Just great. How have you been?
Oh, well, obviously, you know, Barbara and I split up. Otherwise, you wouldn't have done the head tilt.
The head tilt?
Yeah, since the divorce, when anybody asks me how I am, it's always with a sympathetic head tilt. How you doing? You okay?
I'm sorry.
No. It's fine. Believe me, I do it too. I always answer with the I'm okay head bob. I'm okay. For sure. Yeah, I'm fine. Hey, listen, I got to set up the music. I got a new CD changer. Of course, the divorce only left me with 4 CDs to change.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'll survive.
Four, for the reverse.
2 larges, extra cheese on both. But listen, don't ring the buzzer for 19. Ring 20. Geller Green, they'll let you in, okay? If you buzz our door, there's no tip for you. Okay, thanks. Pizza's on the way. I told you we wouldn't have to get up.
What if we have to pee?
I'll cancel the sodas.
To get back out there. It's your party.
But they're so dull. They're all ophthalmologists.
You're an ophthalmologist.
Only because my parents wanted me to be. I wanted to be a sheriff.
That's funny. No, Cadillac, cataract. I get it. No, I get it. You see out there.
You see?
All right, I tell you what. I'll come get you in 5 minutes with some sort of kebab emergency.
Okay. Better. Oh, God, here we go. Hey, want to see him go nuts? Watch this. Who needs glasses?
You are so smitten. I am not. Oh, you are so much the smitten kitten. Oh. You should ask him out. Dr. Burke? I don't think so. I mean, like, he's a grown-up. So, you two are totally into each other. Phoebe, he's a friend of my parents. He's like 20 years older than me. Okay, so what, you're just never going to see him again? Never. I mean, I'm going to see him tomorrow at my eye appointment. Didn't you, like, just get your eyes checked? Well, yeah, but, you know, 27 is a dangerous I age. Come on, I'm not saying it was a bad movie. I'm just saying, you know, it was a little hard to follow.
I told you there were going to be subtitles.
I know. I just didn't want to wear my glasses on our first date.
Oh. Monica?
It would really help when I'm kissing if you didn't shout out my sister's name.
Hey, I'm just checking.
Oh.
Monica?
Mom?
Monica?
Mom?
Monica? Sorry, it's just that when you moved your hands down to my butt, it was like, whoa, Ross's hands are on my butt.
And that's funny. Why?
Well, it's not. I mean, I'm sorry. I guess I'm just nervous. I mean, it's you. You know, it's us. Mm. I mean, we're crossing that line. It's sort of a big thing.
Well, I know it's big. I just didn't know it was ha-ha big.
Okay.
Okay, my hands were nowhere near your butt.
No. I know. I was just thinking about when they were there the last time. I'm sorry. Okay, look. Whoa. I promise. I'm good. I'm not going to laugh anymore. Okay. I'm okay. Put your hands back up.
No, see, now I can't because I'm feeling too self-conscious.
Just one cheek.
No. The moment's gone. You know?
All right, well, just put your hands out and I'll back up into it.
That's romantic.
Come on, touch it.
No.
Oh, come on, squeeze it.
No.
Rub it?
No.
Oh, come on, would you just grab my ass?
Quite simply.
Wow. Look at that.
The car is on fire, yet somehow its expensive paint job is protected by the miracle. You got a cheat on your face, man.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be out with Rachel?
That was 14 hours ago.
Side of go.
Listen, have you ever been, fooling around with a girl and, started laughing?
Yeah. But, it was 1982 and my flock of seagulls haircut was tickling her chin. She laughed at you?
Yeah. I don't know. I've been wanting this since, like, ninth grade typing, you know, and I just want it to be perfect and right. And why isn't that laser beam cutting through the paint?
It's the miracle wax.
It certainly is a miracle.
Hi, you guys.
Hey.
Hi. Listen, I was thinking about...
Listen, can you guys speak up? It's harder for us to hear you when you lower your voice.
Okay, listen. I'm sorry about last night, and I really want to make it up to you.
No, you know, there's no need to make it up. How?
Well, I was thinking maybe a romantic dinner with candles and wine, and then maybe going back to my place for dessert.
That sounds perfect. What's this?
You get us a couple of beers?
I'm going to look into your eyes now.
Really?
Yeah, that's my job. All right. Look up. Look down. Now open your eyes and look down. That's right. Look into the light. Now look at me. Okay. Your eyes look good. Those are good eyes.
Good. They feel good. In my head.
So, it's great to see you.
You too.
You too.
Okay. Goodbye.
Drops.
What?
Drops. They're free.
Thanks. So, I guess I better be going.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll see you later.
Oh, thanks again. We have got to get you lazy boys out of these chairs.
Hey, whoa.
No, you should go outside and be with the three-dimensional people.
No. Inside, good. Outside, bad.
You guys are so pathetic. Oh, Xanadu! Oh!
She's one of us now.
How you guys?
Hey. Well, we just want to stop by and say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Look at that. They won't even turn their heads.
All right, you guys. Taking off my shirt.
Nah, she's lying.
Stop sending food to our apartment.
Well, why are you all dressed up?
You're not the only one who has a date tonight.
What? You have a date? Who with?
No one.
Come on. What's his name?
Nothing.
Come on. Tell me.
All right. But I'm very excited about this, okay? So you've got to promise you won't get all big brothery and judgmental.
I promise. What?
It's Richard Burke.
Who's Richard Burke? Dr. Burke? You have a date with Dr. Burke? Why should that bother me? I love that man. He's like a brother to Dad.
Well, for your information, he happens to be one of the brightest, most sophisticated, sexiest men I've ever been with.
Dr. Burke is sexy?
Oh, God, absolutely.
Damn. It's the museum again. Can I... Oh.
You know, Dr. Burke kissed me once.
When?
When I was 7, I crashed my bike right out in front of his house. And to stop me from crying, he kissed me right here.
Oh, you are so lucky.
Oh, no.
Whoa. Australopithecus isn't supposed to be in that display. No. Homo habilis was erect. Australopithecus was never fully erect.
Well, maybe he was nervous.
Oh, look. I can't believe this. Look. Homo habilis hasn't even learned how to use tools yet, and they've got him here with clay pots. Why don't they just give him a microwave? I'm sorry this is taking so long. You know, I it's no. Just as long than I expected. We will have dinner,
it's okay? It's fine.
Carl!
Wow. Is that Michelle?
Yep.
I've not seen her since high school graduation. Oh, my God. That night she got so drunk. Emotional.
You know, she's having another baby.
Mm. I thought you just had one.
No. Henry's almost 2. And he's talking and everything. Here.
Oh.
You know, the other day he told me he liked me better than his other grandpa. Now, in all fairness, his other grandpa's a drunk, but still.
Oh, you're a grandpa.
Yeah. Are we nuts here?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I'm dating a man whose pool I once peed in.
I didn't need to know that. I guess 21 years is a lot. I mean, hell, I'm a whole person who can drink older than you.
Yeah.
So
maybe we should just...
Yeah. Maybe...
Wow. This really sucks.
Yeah, it sure does.
Well, we don't really have to decide anything right now, do we?
No, there's no rush or anything.
Oh, I'm gonna kill those guys.
Rich?
Oh.
I'm done.
Yeah, well, you know what? So is Sorrentino's.
Okay, I'm sorry. Why don't we find someplace else?
No, you know what? It's late. Everything's gonna be closed. Why don't we just do it another night?
No, we won't.
We won't?
Come on.
Okay, that's dead, right?
Shh. Do you want cran apple or cran grape?
Grape.
Okay, now sit. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Billions of years ago, the world was born.
Sorry.
So, what are we looking at?
Well, you see that little cluster of stars next to the big one? That is Ursa Major.
Really?
No idea. Could be. Listen, I'm sorry I had to work tonight.
No, it's okay. You were worth the wait. And I don't just mean tonight.
You're not laughing.
This time it's not so funny.
Just rolled over the juice box.
Oh, thank God. I'm waking up next to you.
I know, it is pretty unbelievable. We're not alone.
Is that the fire alarm?
Yeah. Well, that's not warm yet. We still have time.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.